This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Recently, we've seen an uptick in some of these flu cases, specifically within the Western New York region. What's contributing to this? Is it the cold weather? Is it just more prominent time for the virus to kind of strengthen itself up?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. When we take a look, it's already December, so it's not surprising that we're going to get a flu season. It can start as early as October and go through the entire winter, as we all know. So December time is not an unusual time for us to get the flu season. We take a look frequently at the southern hemisphere and southern states, and I can say that some of the southern states have had certainly a spike in flu cases. So many times we take a look there to get an idea if it's coming this way, and it does look like it's starting to pick up a little bit of steam now. You mentioned the cold weather. Cold weather frequently means everyone's indoors, and we certainly were upon the holiday season right now. People are going to get together. We're all going to be inside because it is cold. So this is not surprising, kind of the intersection of all these things happening.
So what are some concerns that a doctor might have seeing some of these results and seeing that there's a growing trend in flu cases around this time of year? Would that mean that there's a new strain, or is it just what?
Yeah, there frequently can be shifts in the viruses from year to year. We feel it when the flu shot doesn't really match very well of the recurring of the virus that's circulating. That's when we typically get these, quote, bad years, where we get really, really high spikes. The past few years, fortunately, have been fairly moderate, I would say, kind of what we have expected. And so hopefully people have gotten their flu shots out there. So from the standpoint of, you know, a clinician taking a look at this, just hopefully everyone's gotten their flu shot. And again, it's not too late to really ever get a flu shot. So if you haven't had it, you can certainly get it even right now. Certainly people who are at higher risk, elderly, chronic medical conditions, lung issues, those folks are definitely going to be at a higher risk of complications if they get the flu. So, you know, pretty similar story to what we said before. So certainly get your flu shots. If you're at higher risk, you may want to reconsider, you know, huge gatherings. And certainly if you know there's going to be people that are sick and people are sick, again, best to stay home.
And you've already briefly touched up on this, but what are some things, because I was just talking with a pharmacist earlier who was saying that he's actually seen a decrease in people wanting to go out and get the flu shots, whether it is just a stigma or they've said that they've gotten sick because of it before and they don't want to deal with that again. But outside of the flu shots itself, what are some things hygienically that people could do?
Yeah, outside of the flu shots, certainly Again, staying away from large crowds. If you're sick or if you know if anyone's going to be sick, obviously try to avoid them. Masking where appropriate would certainly help. And if you cough, if you sneeze, certainly cough and sneeze into your sleeve. I think there's also something to be said about just wellness and making sure that during the holidays, everyone's running around, run down. Taking some time to take care of yourself, getting plenty of rest, getting plenty of sleep, eating well. I think these all contribute to preventing against the flu in addition to the flu shot.
All right, Dr. Chowin, is there anything else about this that maybe I didn't ask that you would like to add?
No, I mean, flu is out, but keep in mind there's other viruses too, RSV, COVID, and other viruses that are always circulating. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's always the flu. You can have the others. And so that's why certainly if you're not feeling well, make sure you seek medical treatment and to help determine which one you have.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.